So anyway, there's a couple things we need to go through here, but we also have staff news. So would you like to do the news first or the staff news?
Oh, I love staff news.
Sandberg, come in here. Oh, boy, they're excited about the staff news there at Channel 9.
What's going on back there?
As soon as I said staff news, everyone went, oh.
I think a gator may have eaten Larry Potash.
Is that right? All right, let me go live now to Sandberg. Sandberg, staff news. What happened to you this weekend?
I got engaged. Formally engaged. Woo-hoo.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Isn't that nice? Don't you want to know to who?
It's a gentleman named Pat Boyle.
Oh, please, it's David Kaplan.
No, it is not David Kaplan. He works with David Kaplan.
It's Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet.
Yes.
Well, this is nice because we like Sandberg and we like Boyle. So this is nice.
And he's very interested now. You always refer to me as Sandberg because there's already a Mary on the show.
Yeah, Mary Esquatters writes on Mary.
And so when I get married, I'll be Mary Boyle, but are you going to say Boyle? That sounds kind of...
Wow, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's...
Boyle be... Boyle
he thinks
be
Boyle sounds great, but...
Yeah, he's wrong about that.
He's
about
had the name for him.
How about MB?
MB?
MB. MB's not bad.
That's my cousin's name, MB.
Yeah,
Mary
MB's
Beth,
not bad.
We call her. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we could actually write it off as a plug for the bank.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, maybe I could be sponsored.
You could. We get you a patch on all your clothing.
Every time I talk. And I like to spend money, so I'm...
MB brought to you by MB Financial Bank. Yeah. Dean and I want to be in the wedding.
No.
All right. Thanks.
What?
That's Sandberg.
Could have even politely thought about it for a second.
Well, you know, Dean, it's just going to be Pat and I, and he has two lovely children, Catherine and Patrick, and it's just going to be the four of us.
You clearly have never seen Steve and I come down the aisle throwing flowers down the aisle.
And we could switch it up. Like, if you want me to be the flower girl and Dean to be the ring bearer, we could do that as well.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we bring down the house with our little wedding thing that we do.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And, you know, I am ordained by the Universal Church
to do these
weddings.
Yes.
So why do a Justice of the Peace? I work for free.
It only costs, I think, $10 to do it at the at the courthouse in Skokie.
In case you miss that, she's willing to pay $10 for me not to be there.
Do you want to hear how I got engaged, though?
Well, no. Actually, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me $20 to make sure I don't show up.
Oh, I'm going to have to pay you to stay away.
Yes, this is a nice story. It's sunset on Saturday.
Yes, on the 17th hole of Glencoe Golf Club, which is where we play a lot. And it's my favorite hole. And I hit a beautiful drive painted right down the middle of the fairway. And I turned around and he's standing there crying. And I thought, well, okay.
He was very emotional about your drive.
Yeah. So, and then he started saying some really nice things. And I was like, that's great. Because he says nice things all the time.
That's great. So. Let's go get the ball.
Yeah. I was ready because I want to hit this. I got this Titleist hybrid that I want to hit my second shot with. So I was eager to get up to the ball.
Uh-huh. Plus, you were very hot and sweaty. So
I was. It's like 95 degrees, you know. And so then.
Honey. Yeah. Yeah.
So many.
Is that the par 5 dogleg left?
It is. Oh, it's a beautiful hole. And it's like the one side is on the botanical garden side. It's really
kind
great.
Of whatever. Russian things are she talking about now?
When did you realize it was actually a proposal?
Well, when he went down on his knee.
And you thought he was having a stroke because of his age?
No.
The heat.
But I was like, I almost was like laughing because it was like cute and sweet and I wasn't expecting it and I don't handle that stuff well. So, and then he asked me to marry him and I said yes.
Oh, you did say yes?
I did say yes. Okay, I made a point of saying yes.
Yeah, you didn't want to make him wait.
Why aren't you wearing the ring then?
Oh, because it's being sized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I get to pick it up today.
So you quit giving flowers to the other guys at that point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's
cool. So he's my the ring is the best part. In case anyone's wondering, I mean,
it looks like a golf ball.
The group behind you on the tee, were they like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Right, yeah. They're like, excuse
me. Pick it up.
Oh, sorry, we're getting engaged here. But it was really sweet because when we were riding around, he was telling me he had called my parents earlier in the day, which was really nice. And
your dad came over with a gun?
Yes. No, my parents love Pat, so they're very excited. And so I'm excited.
Pat Boyle's a great guy.
Yeah, and his family is really nice. They said they already consider me family, but they're excited that it'll be official, so...
And I know what Comcast pays, so you're certainly not in it for the money.
No.
But, Pat, congratulations. I still say he's over his skis, and congratulations to you as well.
Thank you very much.
So,
congrats.
Dean, do you have any advice for the young couple?
I really just keep no, I don't. No, I don't.